Good morning. We're Tanya Chayotim Klal Nun, and we're starting Simen Yud. So in Simen Yud and Simen Yud Aleph deal with what situations will benching be valid if a person benches on a food, as opposed to saying the appropriate Bracha Achrona. So we discussed now, until now we discussed Brei Nefoshos and Bracha Achas Min Gimel. What about Bracha Achas Min Gimel and benching, or Brei Nefoshos and benching? Now, logic would tell us that if you say the smaller bracha, your Yotze, for sure you say the bigger bracha, your Yotze. So if I can say Bracha Achas Min Gimel, Kal v'chomer, I say three brachas, but it doesn't work like that. Birchos Amazon ein poiter Bracha Achas Min Gimel. In a case where a person is supposed to say Bracha Achas Min Gimel, and he benches instead, it doesn't work. Now, there'll be some exceptions, and that is in Simen Yud Aleph. But right now, he's saying the general rule, these two brachas are not interchangeable. Even though there would be an argument, a good argument to say that Kal v'chomer, hashta me'ein gimel poiter, kol shekein gimel bracha shleimus. So I would argue that if you could say one bracha which has a me'ein of the three brachas, for sure if you say the three brachas, now we have the me'ein of four brachas, because later on, midrash said there are three brachas, and the me'ein is of those three brachas. Chazal added a fourth bracha, we have a me'ein of that as well, but still referred to as me'ein gimel, and benching is referred to gimel brachas. So if the me'ein of the abridged version works, for sure the unabridged version works. Says so that's not true. Why they don't know yodim lama titu chachamim kain? We can't make those kabbalchermes because kabbalchermes assumes we understand all of the logic. Well, we don't know about the logic why Chazal would convey a certain brachas one way, certain brachas the other way. For example, shei bracha shadina shalalachta mebracha ichasim mebracha lo yotza. So a person is supposed to say a bracha and that without a chasima, and he says a chasima at the end. He's not yotzei. Well, Amrina, we don't say the yotze shrei al kaponim omer kvitas chachamim. Remember the masha saim hula batala al kachti chachamim shefil masha omer k'hagan kilo loyomer. So Chazal say b'mokum where it's supposed to be shlolachtim, and he was chosam. He was not supposed to end off with a bracha. We say certain brachas. We start with a bracha. We end with a bracha. The bracha of Yotzer Hamar, the of Yotzer Or, it starts out with Yotzer Or Vechoshech. It's a long, long bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hamar. So it ends off with a bracha. So that's if the person would add that onto a bracha where there's not supposed to be a chasima, he would add a chasima. We don't say, listen, the whole paragraph until now was fine. The extra phrase is a problem. That's not the halacha. That extra phrase undermines the whole bracha. That's not necessarily logical, but that's how Chazal set it up. But we don't know exactly why Chazal did that. So similarly over here, that if a person benches instead of saying these three brachas, he's saying brachas he shouldn't be saying. He's not going to be yotzei. So benching does not moitzi those brachas. Now, if you ate these foods during the meal, that's a whole different concept. So then the benching will work for those foods. And we'll have to explain why that's so. Because if it doesn't work for the foods, it doesn't work for the foods. So during the meal, we look at what everything is eating as being in some way secondary to the bread. So you're right. He's not really making the appropriate bracha on these foods, but it's not a problem. Because Techasuda, they're coming there to be secondary to the bread. So then the bracha on the bread is sufficient to be moitzi them as well. In the bracha achrona, the same way the bracha mishona, in many cases, is just hamotzi. The bracha achrona will just be benching. Now, in the next siman, he deals with the exceptions, so I'm not going to start that now. But the exceptions are going to be foods which function similar to bread. And there are some foods which have that. So when a person benches, as opposed to saying bracha achas min gimel, he will be yotze, so that's going to be just anticipating. It's going to be some of your mazonos or your maisa kedera. It's going to be some fruits which tend to fill you up fairly well as well. And possibly even wine tends to do that as well. So we will see more about that, Bezat Hashem, in the next shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.